podcast has changed my life.
Matt, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
That is, I mean... That's a great start. Yeah, fantastic. What's the fantastic news?
The news is we're recording and we've got a time limit and we're all here.
Look at us.
We've got 51 minutes.
We've got 51
minutes. No one talks enough about the time.
Yeah.
Like, does a time check and during the podcast.
Exactly. Totally. 50 minutes and 41 seconds. 40.
Is there any sort of like alert feature?
But I'll just count down the whole episode.
Okay. Yeah. Cool? Yeah.
I mean,
how about you don't say...
You said that... Before, I thought you meant like in the last 10 seconds.
No.
You mean the whole
I'll
thing.
I'll start now. Like, I won't contribute
no,
in any
anything.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll just say.
The time master.
50-22. 50-19.
I've got a cousin who's going to love this podcast.
50-12.
It's just all numbers.
It's just like all admin. I used to do that in comedy festival shows, like give people updates about the time. And I would say we'd start wrapping up the show so much earlier than the show. At like the 35-minute mark, I'd be like, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
We're about to get out of here. Just so they would not panic.
Yeah. Well, we were watching a comic last night, Taunts, that we thought was wrapping up every time he would start a new bit. Because he would start a bit with a, you guys have been great. So what's up with Uber? Like, I'd just launch into
it. You couldn't tell. And the way he ended up did finishing was not like a big close. It was just like a little side joke. And then he's like, I'm done. He just, I don't think he knew what he was doing at all.
Well, he's just, it sounds less about time there and more about he's just sneaking little compliments in. Yeah. Like, yeah, how you been going, Mike? You're cute. And so good weekend.
So that's it.
And looking nice.
Asides to the specifically comics standing off stage.
Oh, right.
No, I wish.
Okay. Yeah. The craziest part after that guy's set, he was wearing a leather jacket on stage. And afterwards, Mike G went up to him and said, hey, man, where did you get that? I really want one for myself.
I said, where do you get the leather
jacket? So he just performed. He's just got off. You come over. He's expecting like, a bit of a comment on my performance maybe. And you're like, where did you get that
Did you get your leather jacket? And do you bring your own stools to sit on to tell it like it is?
He's got a custom. He's like, man.
Bringing your stool gig
tells it like it is so much. They're like the normal stools. They're like, it just doesn't feel quite right.
Yeah, I got it from Sweden. And custom made.
Like one of
my initials are scrolled
in
there.
That brings their stick everywhere, but he's got his own fucking
it's got
cool
his own
guy stool.
It's like when he goes to Chappelle sat on this at the comedy store. You know, it's good. Sell back value. Tim, what have you been doing?
Thank you, boys. Well,
okay. You actually wait like the niche. Just jump in, mate.
I wasn't waiting.
Oh, okay.
He wanted a proper introduction. No, he's a diva. He wanted
Goldskin, can we get a fucking time, Jacob?
48-18. 48.
Okay,
16.
Okay, good.
He wants you to list his credits.
No. Oh, yeah, what are you? Do the credits, please, Mikey.
Oh, for
Tim,
Huey.
Yeah.
All right, you've seen him everywhere. You've seen him on TV, radio. He was in a Bunnings ad. What else is
there?
A lot of sports, like those pre-roll ads I'm copping you a lot at the moment.
Yes, mate.
In the
My dirty little secret.
Not much of a secret.
You don't, you know, your mates don't ever see, you don't ever get tagged when you're doing a big gig from school friends or something. They're like, oh, cool. It's only gambling ads. Yeah. They're like, is this you? I'm like, yes, I have put on a bit of weight, but that is me selling myself.
Similar to the jacket comment, just not about the performance or anything. Just a simple query.
You're playing a rugby player in the ad I saw this morning.
Yeah, mate. Rugby league.
I haven't seen it. What's the deal? What did you have to do? Do you have any lines?
It's good stuff, mate. Yeah. And I'm happy to do more. So let's just say it's all very funny stuff. I got nothing bad to say about it, mate.
Wasn't there a certain person on that set that was actually kind of a diva? That was method acting?
Yes. Yeah.
Who? Yes. Method acting in a commercial is
crazy.
Next what does
level.
That even mean?
Okay. Well, it can you beat the name? I mean, everyone will figure out.
Sounds like we're ironically here gambling with your career.
Yeah, I'm really regretting. I'll be like, come on now to the Cooper's.
Oh,
book.
Wait, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
In the ad. I saw him in the ad.
Yeah. Mm. And in this performance, the actor was wearing like a fake beard.
Okay.
And like fake tats and stuff. And he kept chewing gum to be in character. He kept splitting the fake beard. And the makeup lady was like, can you not chew the gum? Because you keep splitting the beard. He's like, and you're like in the voice of the character. He's like, I'm in character or whatever. And she's like,
he's saying he's in character.
Yeah.
Breaking character. Yeah.
And she's like, love, the camera's not on you. You're off screen. Stop chewing the gum. She's there. Just this rough, you know, like.
Is gum even like a tough guy thing?
I don't know.
Well, you can act gum as well, you know? Just act like you're chewing gum.
All right, okay.
What ads have you been in there, Mikey?
Dude, I can fucking chew gum with the best. The fake gum. Like, watch this.
That's terrible.
No, that doesn't look. What was that? Looks like you got a fly in your nose.
45.
Yeah, visual gags.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. No one ever compliments any actor on their commercial performance.
Right? I did an eBay ad and like got more like praise than anything I've done in comedy before.
Praise?
Yeah.
What
would
people say?
People
like, nice work.
Yeah, a lot of which I've never gotten in comedy.
Totally.
Not even a nice work. No, but a lot of people that were like.
People get fired up when they see you.
Like, I think they think it's like...
If you're the mascot...
There's no stigma.
It's like a surprise. So if someone comes and sees your show, they're preparing. They're in the car on the way there. They're like, we're going to see Taunton. And then they say, and you're good. But they're like, yep, that was all expected tonight. That was kind of played out how I thought. But if you're just watching TV and you see someone you know pop up, it's like, oh.
Like it when you play the little platypus.
Oh, no, that was good.
That gets me excited.
That's still floating around. No, it's on YouTube, actually.
Yeah.
I showed that to my girlfriend and she said... if she had seen that before she met me, we would never have gone out.
What? Were you a platypus?
I voiced a platypus.
Oh, you didn't have to.
I didn't have to get in a costume.
Furry. Yeah.
I went method.
You come into the studio.
I'm just wandering
around on the ground.
Dripping wet.
Sorry, I've been in the local river.
I've been down the creek.
Like, sorry if this is too wet for makeup. They're like, it's all audio. There's no makeup.
We're furious.
No one else
you.
Here. You can be however you want. We don't give a fuck. It's embarrassing for you, really.
No, if so,
if we weren't on such a budget, you'd be booted immediately. But you're here now. Just
exactly.
Record
we
the
paid for your
out.
Uber, so we can't get that fucking back.
And you're like, and there will be a bill for the Uber. Not my platypus bill, but the bill for covering
have
the Uber in creek water.
Are you doing, because that's the joke.
That's
the
actual
that's
line.
That's the joke in the movie. Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah. We can.
What he just did, ironically, is actually the nationwide the campaign.
Someone wrote that down.
Genius.
Well, I think they're pretty clever.
No, it was, it was like that. And I was like, oh, we'd split my bill. And then I'm like, ha ha ha, get it. Like, so I ironically do it. It's actually like a parody of comedy.
Interesting.
Yeah,
it's meta.
Yeah. It's like, it's on another level. Anyway, you go through another
That's where like, I get it. Remember in Edinburgh, that guy that comes up to you and was like, oh, what are some of your jokes? And then he's like, yeah, I'm doing this show where it's like a stand-up that's really shit.
Okay, I don't remember that. But that
no,
sounds,
what? That fucking guy from Zach and Vigo or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, he didn't say, what are my jokes? I'm doing a stand-up show about
shit. He was
comic.
Doing it. So this is a guy who does a character of a stand-up and it's kind of sarcastic.
Yeah, this was
and
in
he was
Adelaide
asking you for help with his...
He was like, how would you structure a stand-up show? Because I want to make fun of that.
Yeah, I want tips from...
So maybe he was being quite mean to my face.
Maybe he was being... Yeah.
How do you write shitty stand-up? You seem like the guy.
He's the guy I want to go and talk to.
Yeah. You're like, how do I wriggle around on the floor and go honk honk, you clown cunt?
Yeah. Honk honk, you clown cunt.
It's pretty... Sounds shit when I put it like that, doesn't it, man?
No, but I would listen to his show and, he was still doing clowning. It wasn't standing.
You listened to his show.
Because he was before
like,
me in Adelaide.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what happened. So he was in the room
there.
Before.
He
and I was
seek
there.
You
he
out
didn't seek me out and be like, he's the shittest comic in the country.
You see him up the back of the show with a little notepad. You're like, get him out of here.
Get that fucking clown out. He's in the whole clown. Chasing him out.
He rides off.
Ding,
ding,
ding.
The staff have to wheel chase him away and he's on a mini unicycle. God, he's getting away in that car with
he's
other clowns.
In your show. He's getting big laughs. You're like, get out of it.
But whatever. It didn't. It was fine, you know?
Yeah. It wasn't insulting.
It wasn't insulting. Well, I never thought it was insulting until
it's
this conversation.
It's never good when you have internalized a funny story that a friend's told you as being humorous because it's kind of self-deprecating. And then when you bring it up, they kind of haven't come to terms with why it's funny yet.
Yeah,
and
not at all. I know. I think I remember telling people in a funny way, but also the moment had gone, and now I'm having to rehash.
Yes,
the old wounds. Totally. You know, like
fair
I think
enough.
I'd processed
you're not
it,
ready.
And then was using humor to deflect from the initial pain, and now that pain has left, but now it has
it's all
returned. it again.
So it's kind of reflecting on humour, you think, kind of like a platypus ad or something.
Yeah. Kind of like with a great gag about a bill, maybe, mm-hmm. for example, that, hey, I got paid $6,500, so.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so you guys.
That's all right.
What about you? What did you get?
Dip
what
your
you
little get? Beak in that, didn't you? Got your little web feed into that, didn't you, man?
Eat my platypus. Okay, yeah. 4101.
No, not that much, mate.
Not okay. No, but I mean that was a good one.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, voiceover, that's fucking good, right? Because if you're actually on screen, you'd expect the real cash.
Yeah, voiceovers seem better money. It's like, oh, come
if
on.
If you're good at it, Nikki Britton, who's really good at it, is making bank. She's doing a lot of the time.
She's all VO. She's like the voice at Channel 10.
She does Channel 10, but then she's doing they always just call you in. I get called in. I never get them because I've got a weird voice. But except for the they were like, you're a platypus. We've never heard what a platypus would sound like, but you sound
that
like
tracks.
A platypus.
Yeah, that tracks.
But But she's doing all these little ones, just doing call-ins and doing little ads left, right, and center. And who knows what kind of money she's...
I auditioned for Red Rooster one, and they wanted me to say crispy bacon burger in an Australian accent.
Oh.
Couldn't do what it.
I mean, I think you're the guy for the job, for sure.
I have no idea. Well, because it wasn't just voiceover, like it was on screen, whatever, as well. Gotcha. But then it just ended up...
For the
look. Yeah, because I look like a Red Rooster employee.
That's so rough.
Can you give us a little sample of this?
Crispy bacon burger.
Crispy bacon burger. Is
that
pretty
good?
That's
good.
Is that good?
Dude, that's, I mean...
That's crazy.
It's actually not bad.
Can you do it? Is that actually as good as you can do it?
That's probably as good as I could do it. Crispy bacon burger. Is that good?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, maybe I've gotten
pretty
better.
Pretty Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, you're leaning.
I mean, considering you like hang out with Australians,
this is what you
can't
sound
day.
Like.
Yeah.
To me, still.
And you like spent so much time in Perth, and all their accents have more fucked than anyone.
Dude,
on the East
but
Coast.
Then it ended up just being this casting producer yelling "crispy bacon burger" at me while I would repeat it back how I thought it sounded. Didn't get it.
He's like crispy bacon. You're like, I'm the wrong person for the job.
You are in Australia.
Yeah.
It's not like you're shooting this ad in America.
I know.
Like everyone else will have one, mate. They're all out.
That's what I thought.
Did you get a burger?
No burgers. Didn't get that. Just wasted a day.
You don't get it.
You're like, well, maybe if I had a burger, I could do a better accent.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, that one really
it's always a good
really
sign
hurt.
When the director's yelling at you in the audition.
She's like, crispy bacon burger. And I was like, crispy bacon burger. Just
yelling at
crispy bacon burger.
Honestly, though, you take that over. Sometimes I, you know, go all the way in for a callback. I had one or something. And you're like, oh. Here we go, the big money. And they're like, all right, yep, now just, yep, again, I had to get my poor girlfriend to film me in the shower. And then they're like, we love it. And then
what did you do for the audition?
I was mucking around in there.
Well, I got sent this and I turned it down.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to do it.
And they're like explicitly like, do not show dick. It's like, who's the weapon that's like, they'll want to see the hog.
He's like, this will probably get me over the line.
Yeah. But then, and then it's like, okay, just, yeah, now you're in the room and just mime like you're in a shower. I'm like,
Oh my God. And how many other people, like three people behind a desk?
Yeah, just two people or something. But
can you give us a bit of the shower mime? I know it's a visual again. But
a crispy bacon burger.
I want to see, I had to do, you know, gum chewing. I want to see some gum shower mime. Oh.
Okay.
It's quite sultry.
This is better, but
that's good.
Yeah. I mean, but it's worse, like, if you go all the way in for a callback or an audition, they're like, great, got it. You're like,
that's it.
No notes. It doesn't feel like I've got it.
Totally.
Good, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Nah. Really good. Is it though? Is it? Because I could try it again.
Then I think, like, if you do land a huge ad, I think it follows you around till you die. You know, like fucking Jimmy James Eaton was the face of eggs in
eggs?
WA.
Oh. Like, what do you mean eggs? Just
eggs.
Like the
he
product,
like,
the, like the chicken eggs.
Eggs.
Well, that's not
what
bad.
Do they don't need
like
advertising.
Dude, you're not associated with a company. Just a product.
Yeah, product.
Like, I'd be like avocados or something.
Yeah, that's
it was like
bad.
WA eggs, and then every time he did a gig, people would scream egg cunt at him.
I mean,
amazing.
They'll find a way, these people. They'll get you. Egg cunt.
It's so bad.
Egg cunt is so bad.
As a man, like a bald man.
Because he is, Yeah, he looks like an egg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why he got the job? Surely.
I mean, it truly didn't.
I mean,
hurt.
That's one of the things. That's why they do this casting process, because they probably weren't thinking that, but they probably had 10 guys through, and they're like, "Oh, which one do you prefer?" And they're like, "Well, one does look like a fucking egg." Like, I mean, we weren't thinking that, but it's not bad. I mean, probably can't hurt.
These geniuses, advertising executives, they're like, "We've found it. We've clicked. That's we've got a guy that looks like an egg."
Exactly.
They should have got Gary Ablett. That guy's boy. If you know who that guy is, he just he's an egg or
but
a thumb.
Any bald Gary guy? Eck. You're just gonna say any
Gary
bald
Eck.
Guy.
Mm.
Looks a bit like an any bald guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, Gary Eck. Any Gary. Yeah, he does look. Yeah. Mm. Or a Gary.
Yeah.
Any Gary.
Anyone else called Gary looks like an egg?
Isn't it crazy how actors have so much are so positive
confidence,
and all they do they do so little acting in as opposed to how many auditions they do, and they just get rejected so many times. Like stand up, you bomb, so you're very cynical a lot. But I feel like they're bombing more. Doing like auditions,
the
it's
audition
so brutal.
Process.
The few I've done suck.
Yeah,
it's scary.
It's so because like there isn't that immediate validation that you get if a gig's going well or whatever. So you're just like they'll let you know.
Yeah, even the best one in the world, they're keeping their excitement in their minds.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit of something.
And you walk into a room and there's like 8 other dudes that look just like you, and you're like, oh, this is what people think I look like.
Well, I mean, that's you get categorized.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
that's
tough
when
to
it's
watch
a video.
Over the years.
Oh yeah. <it's>
Hot tradie guy too. Sort of your slob.
sad, bad.
The waiting room gets bigger.
Yeah. The scales are getting more of a workout. You got more measuring tape back there? Doing the measuring.
You'll get a big one, Huey, soon. Oliver Clark, he got a big one. He was the BP guy.
Yeah. They want schlubs, really. You know, like Nick Caffrey gets a ton of ads because they want like an everyman.
Is this what you use to rationalize not getting them?
Yeah, totally. I'm too hunky.
Yeah.
No, but hunks. You're in no man's land.
I know.
Mo-G. Too hot,
too
but not famous enough to do the leading man.
Oh, dude.
Can't chew
you
gum.
Distract people in the ads.
Convincingly. Extras out the door.
Dude, Ronnie Cheng wanted me on his international student show and like to audition for that part. Like there's some like frat boy from America.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And I couldn't have bombed the audition worse.
Oh my God.
What did you do?
Well, first of all, like the dude was meant to be, you know, early 20s and I was already, you know, mid 30s by the time.
Yeah, that's never
so. I wore a backwards hat and like kick flipped into the room, but it didn't help.
What's up, cool dudes? It's a radical day outside.
But no,
who
like
wants to do a kegger, bro? Dude.
But it's often like, you know, 60 year olds making the decision. So often they're like, this kid's cool.
This young guy's real good.
This guy's maybe too young.
Yeah.
But I just
maybe I'll just do the part.
Yeah,
can you fuck off?
But it was honestly my first real acting audition, and I actually suck at acting, even though you saw that the gum chewing prowess before. And
well, that was bad.
It was bad. But during the audition, because I'm used to rehearsing stand up like holding a comb or something, so when I was reading my lines, I was holding a phantom microphone in front of my face.
Oh, no.
Like
you're
hand
so
doing.
So this is meant to be you in, like, a uni class talking to, like, a cute girl. And they're, like, doing bits.
Oh, no.
How are you?
The lines and they're like, what are you? And I was like,
What's wrong?
God.
What's wrong with you? That is actually the worst audition I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I got it wrong or the wrong vibe. It's like you were doing stand-up.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
I was reading the lines but holding a fake microphone. That was, yeah.
And I'm not crazy to say most of the time you just keep the mic in the stand anyway.
No, you hold
it during stand-up.
No, you do hold it up the top though,
even though
it's in the mic stand to give you credit.
Yeah. So
unreal if you're in the audition.
They still talk about that. It's like we had a stand-up comedian in here who just did conversation.
He's put the like stand-up crossover like back 20 years.
Yeah,
like you can't get stand-up to do comedy.
Very bad for other comedians.
I brought my own stool. It was a whole.
Yeah, you just kept talking about how it's custom. I got leather jacket if you want an option.
And so you didn't get a call back?
I didn't get the part.
Did they give you notes? They said,
I can think of the first note.
She said she stopped me to ask why I was holding my hand like up towards my face. And then
She asked you why.
Yeah. And I was like,
question. I would be like, why are you doing it? Like,
And you know, there's a couple other people that were auditioning. Like Ben Russell was there.
Right. Good actor.
Oh, Joe Schaefer was there.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Dude, and he was fucking painful. He was like, you know, I've memorized all the other parts as well. And I was like, fucking dork.
Yeah, but you know what? He still didn't probably hold a microphone and do stand-up.
True.
So He still did better than you.
I don't know what's worse. If it's just Mike doing that, but then Joe gets up there and he just reads the whole script playing four different characters.
Oh, God. Like, I turned into a one-man player.
That's another form as well. We just want someone who looks like they're a normal guy having a conversation. It's acting. It's not, you're not in
the It's brutal when the guy running the show asks you to audition and then you don't get it.
Oh, I know. Mm. That's it.
Did you speak to him about it after?
I don't think we ever spoke again.
So fuck you, stupid man. Putting your hand up.
What the fuck?
And that's because even...
Not enough stand-up. Dude, I
had a meeting with him and Declan Fay like before the audition and stuff, and like because you know they're trying to write this American character and all this.
Yeah.
And then I was like, "Fuck, I think I might be a shoo-in." And then just couldn't have bombed worse. Yeah.
So you did the opposite of going method. You went method as yourself.
Yeah.
Which is not what acting is.
Bad.
And you didn't realize. So you're doing it and you didn't realize what was happening.
No, it was just this muscle memory of just like, you know, holding a fucking mic and, you know, rehearsing stand up or whatever. Mm. And then I just couldn't look like more of a piece of shit.
I had a similar thing in an audition. I started doing something I'm really comfortable doing. And just like halfway through the lines, I just started miming like I was fucking your mum.
Yeah.
We must be at 32, right?
Yeah, what's the time now? Jesus Christ.
Nah, that's good shit.
I mean, you know.
I love that.
But you would have got the part then. They would have been like, this guy fucks Mike's mom.
That guy's the biggest laughing stock at our office. The stand-up guy, you fuck his mom? Yes, get in.
Yeah, so I didn't get the part. But, you know, here we are. Look at me now.
I'm hosting
showcases.
Doing great, man. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen you around the festival doing some gigs. Tim's got you.
You got you up here. You're literally about to do a gig in this room.
Oh, yeah. Hours
a little peek behind the curtain, guys. We are currently at Comedy at the Cooper's Inn. Lovely little joint.
It's a beautiful little venue. Lovely. Some good shows here, Tim.
Yes, mate.
Take it away.
Absolutely. Time for plugs, is it? Talk about a few auditions and then just go on to plugs. The most inside baseball show.
We've got to write our show, actually, Tim.
Yeah,
Tim and I
do
a show.
Do you boys want to come be little parts in this show next week?
Well, I mean, I can't act. Unless you want, like, a guy chewing gum or holding a phantom microphone.
Could you come and do the audition? Could you redo the audition for us in the show?
I guess. I don't know. You'd really have to shoehorn it in somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bit of wiggle room in this show, mate.
I can't think of a normal way. We're not going to open the show with it. We'll find a little spot.
That's what I would prefer. Just get up cold and then I just start doing the audition.
Are we getting an opening act, by the way, Tim?
Maybe not an opening act, but I think we can. I might.
A closing?
Yeah.
Just have
we'll need something.
Get an MC, have an opening act, then two acts in the middle, and then get someone to close.
Then we'll do a little chat.
Yeah.
We'll have a quick chat in the middle.
It's pretty good.
No, we're going to do some interviews, I think.
Interviews. And then I want the person to do stand-up, and then we kind of talk through their stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
Talk over their stand-up.
That'll happen.
Oh, the live heckle.
Yes,
deal.
Maybe
just a sort of commentary.
Not to you guys, obviously. We'll
two of the greats commentating on.
Oh yeah,
respect.
But other people, we would be. We're going to be horrible too.
No, yeah. Yes, well, I think Andrew Portelli said he's happy to wear Jared Leto Joker makeup and get up there and do a set, which
that's
like.
Terrific.
Wow. Okay. Now we're talking.
I mean, that offer's going to come through. That okay. We can't turn that down. Is he really going to do that?
Well,
put the makeup on?
Maybe. We should probably write a show before. Focus
Mate, I'm stressed. I'm not selling enough tickets, you know? I've got my own demons I'm battling at the moment.
We are not selling many for this show, mate. Don't you worry.
It's, what, last minute, right? And you're just going to do a one-off, so.
No, we're doing a week.
A week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're fucked.
It's pretty
good. No.
It's really coming down to it.
No.
It's creeping up.
The footy show he's doing is just a one-off.
Yes. Ah, right.
But no. We are doing quite a substantial run.
Yeah.
A long chunk of shows.
Who listens to the Good Stuff podcast? Like, do they want all this inside information?
No.
I think they
not.
Do sometimes, you know.
They love it, mate. They
Nick
love
Kappa
it.
Actually really listens to this podcast. Yeah. He's always telling me. He met, you know, the Bucks Party episode.
Oh, yeah.
My friend Jared, who was on the Bucks Party, was at a gig the other night down here. He was following me around. And Kappa was like starstruck. He was like, "You were at the Bucks Party?" He's like, "Tell me everything." And I'm like, "Come on, man. You need to have more in your life than this exciting."
I think it's exciting, mate.
I heard something crazy yesterday. I was talking to a friend from Armadale. This is a bit of a dark story, but pretty hilarious.
Well,
to
we've
me.
Got to give him something funny in this episode.
Totally. Hopefully this is funny.
Come on, mate. The time but, check itself is pretty funny.
28650.
Yeah, it's
perfect. Thanks for having me.
But she went back to Armidale. She's from there, like lives in Melbourne. I think during COVID at some point got kind of, or thought she was going to get stuck there, went back and was there for like a few weeks, saw a family, and there was like talk around town.
Is this Armidale, New South Wales?
Armidale, New South Wales. And I suppose
the one in down here.
Oh, is there one down here as well?
Yeah, it's quite a posh suburb.
Oh, right. No, this is Armidale, like country town, New South Wales. Yep. And I think it's a university town. And
it
I
is.
Think they've got
yes.
a bit of a, like the vibe there. They think of themselves as being a bit of a progressive country town.
Yeah.
Compared to the other ones.
Big time,
Nearby. And, you know, lecturers and stuff live there. And she said that there was a lot of talk when she arrived that there's this like polyamorous group in town recently. You know, it's a bit Melbourne, maybe.
Yes,
you know?
Poly.
And it's there's seven of them, and there's one bloke, and there's six women, and they're a polyamorous group.
No,
and already when I'm hearing this story, I'm like, that's not.
The ratio's never like that.
I mean, yeah, this is not a normal polyamory arrangement.
This is a cult.
Well, no, there was this guy where I grew up called the Little Pebble, and he's in prison now.
Okay.
He had a big cult on the Shoalhaven River,
yes.
And it was just him, and he had like 200 wives.
200?
He started his own religion.
Little
Pebble, big
You know
family,
what that bloke in your shoe, you know what I mean? Because he'll fuck it.
But he had so many kids, and they would all go to my school.
He had kids.
Yeah, and they were like, and he would get, and like...
You went to school with the people. Would people talk about them?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, it would come up. They would get... Oh, people kind of stayed away from them.
What were they all called? Like, Rocky?
No, you just call them... you just say, oh, it's a Pebble Kid.
My God.
It's a Pebble Kid. But he wouldn't... Yeah, so for sex crimes, he went to... for being a pedophile. He's in prison now.
Oh, a pedophile.
But he used to live... So it was this big property up the river, like, probably like... 10 minutes out of an hour that you could go. You can still go. There's a lot of them now still there waiting for him to get out of prison.
No.
Yeah,
as
like
in living in a kind of a commune kind of environment? Or just like a big property? And
no, it is like a bit of a commune thing, like the big property. They go, like, I mean, they still interact. Some of them don't really have jobs, though. It's kind of self-sustaining. But, it's a pretty wild thing. But I don't know if he'll get out of prison because...
I hope not.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, he's not poly, but it's similar vibes.
Yeah. I mean, totally.
But that's one man and 200.
It might not be 200.
That's so funny. 200 women.
That's a big
I'm in an open relationship. It's like, can't we know? 200 women. Yeah. Jesus.
No, but it'd be easier to convince people to get on because you'd be like, the other 200 can't be wrong. You know, join the fun. You've got to
pull
the data to
back
you up.
They would, and I think often do kind of become recruiters for the vibe.
Come down, Little Pebble's great. You got to meet him.
Dude, they want
people meet some
to
Pebble
kind of
kids.
The guys
to
be a Pebble boy.
I can't remember his real name. I'm going to Google him right now.
Because your friend we were chatting with.
Yes.
A bit more guys, peek behind the curtain. We had a few bloody beers last night. Yes, but I was treating myself. I was taking it back to Italy. I had a little spritz.
Yes.
I saw that.
And your friend was like, oh, I tried to get a spritz in Armidale. And I was like, well, I don't think this is going to end with you saying best spritz of my life. She had to make it for him.
Oh, shut up. So I just Googled Little Pebble, and this is from 22 hours ago. He's back in the news.
Oh, my God.
Pedophile cult leader claims impotence in legal battle.
Impotent,
sorry. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
That's bad PR for Pebble. Unless he's like, I couldn't even fuck these 200 women.
I couldn't have done it because I'm impotent. That is some last-ditch legal efforts right there.
Yeah.
It's like Harvey Weinstein
Look
stuff.
At my dick.
He's like, I got this gremlin of a dick.
Because he's trying to go back. He's calling it the Holy Land, the place on the South Coast.
Oh, yeah. For him, it is. Not for the kids.
Yeah, we know you love it, man. Exactly. Judge, I plead that it's actually awesome, and I had a lot of fun, so please let me go. That would have blood a lot of crime.
Oh, my God. So he had... So this is what he would do. So there was a hierarchy in the thing, and he had 12 queens, which were like 12. Right at the top.
Yes,
and
queen.
Yes, queen. And then he had seven...
Is it dear, yes?
Slay queen.
And then he had 72 princesses, and they would help him repopulate a royal dynasty after the second coming of Jesus.
Oh my God!
This is in the news.com article from yesterday.
This is crazy.
I can't believe we didn't hear more about this.
Is it. Have a look at it.
72. Oh my God! Because you'd think that they're so charismatic.
Is he a hunk?
But
he's
not
really
even
short
a hunk.
Little fella.
Yeah, like
there's hope still for
he
me.
Looks like an accountant.
Ah, that's exciting.
And he's wearing like an apron. or some shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of got like a religious cult.
He is, because it is a religious cult, is what it is.
Yeah.
Totally. Do you know what religion? Like, is he Christian?
Yeah, it's like an offshoot of the. Yeah,
he seems like a pretty cool guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, he was big. A local celebrity when I was growing
man.
Up. Real pants
man. Real pants man. Someone with a sex cult as a pants man.
I mean, him
it's
defending
like it's
that.
Past pants man.
If that's going to be his next thing in court, if it doesn't work, he's like, look, I'm a pants man. Come on, judge, you can relate. I've seen you out and about.
You're more of a gown man up there, but. Please.
It is so funny because I thought growing up, at least in high school, that it was quite normal to have a pedophile cult ring kind of up the road. That, but it's kind of really not.
No.
It's really not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Well, that's kind of where this story is going, is that this town thought this was quite a progressive, cool thing. And my friend went to a party and they were there, like this guy and six girls. She had a bit of a chat to him. He wasn't kind of all that he was cracked up to be. She found him a bit boring. Spoke to a few of the girls and they seemed a bit kind of traumatized in general. That was her take.
Oh.
And yeah, a few weeks after that, similar thing. This guy is now in prison for modern slavery.
Ooh, so wow. Modern slavery?
Yeah, which is a weird...
That's kind of
that's interesting. Yeah. That that's like an update on slavery.
I'm in a postmodern slavery. Yeah.
So what's...
Postmodern slavery, just trap your mind.
Exactly.
Your mind's like...
I trap the vibes.
What's modern slavery? The
I
definition?
Think it's just slavery in that 2021. Yeah. I think current. I don't know why they've... Yeah. But I think that's what it's called now.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe because slavery was a bit more institutionalized back in the day, and so it's just like, yeah, now it's like a bit more ad hoc, I suppose.
Right.
But
so who did you... Your friend was someone who knew someone that was in this polyamorous group?
Yeah, I suppose. Right. I think they were kind of our age, and just there was a house party, and like they were. That's what's funny to me is that this town thought it was like, it's like Melbourne. It's like, no, that's a sex cult. It's not what polyamory is. It's not open, like fun.
Small towns are so obsessed with what's going on in the country. Exactly. They just all want to try.
They so want to be Melbourne that they rationalized and let exist a sex cult for like 2 years.
Oh, that guy's fucking everyone. It's so Melbourne. It's Melbourne. We've got to try it.
Military guy who's got people in cages. But anyway,
yeah. Had them. You don't know the exact. Is that true?
Oh, cages.
I think there was mention of a cage.
Oh.
But he's still intense. Like, yeah, let's go down to the party, girls.
Exactly.
They're a bit off. It's like, wouldn't you be like, get us the fuck out of here?
Totally. That's what I mean. It's similar with like that Andrew Lemming MP guy who's in trouble recently.
Yeah, yes. He's my local. Mum and Dad's local.
Is he
your local member?
Yeah, in Redlands.
Oh my God.
He'd always wave like on the street. He's fuckwit. He's like, he's had so many. I remember he like was at a house party and tried to do a handstand kegger.
Oh. What?
As the MP.
Yeah.
And like hit his nose. Was like, he's like, oh, whoops. It was only like 9 years ago, but everyone's still like, bit crook, but...
Yeah,
MP stands for Master of Parties, apparently.
Yeah, well, he's the one that always goes to Splendor.
Oh.
Do you remember that? Like, they do a Q&A at Splendor.
How old is this dude? I thought he was like...
No, he's not that old.
I think
40s,
he thinks
I think
of himself as kind of the young one.
Yeah.
Young and cool.
Right. And he was the upskirting guy? No, or is that someone else?
No, that's him.
That's him?
That's what my point with these guys, like, I don't know, when I've ever had a new job or something, you know, you have, like, imposter anxiety. You're like, oh, God, am I... doing the right thing, like, are people going to be upset with me? The opposite of imposter anxiety is, having a sex cult. Imagine the anxiety involved in having a sex cult. You'd be worried about the police. Every time you saw the police, you'd be like, fuck, are they going to find out? Going to parties, bringing all six women. He was just at, like, a shop, I think, buying some, like, wood or something.
Right.
And there was just a woman over there bending over to get something out of, like, a shelf.
Yeah.
And he just, in the middle of the store, gets out the phone like, yeah, I'll have a photo of that. It's like,
the MP did. That how he, God.
And then, but he got done because he was on a fun run and he pushed over a 12-year-old.
That's my favourite one. He pushed over a 12-year-old in a fun run and then someone
and
complained
he's
to the organisers.
And he's in such a safe seat.
And he
that's amazing. That's
this is a safe seat.
Yeah.
Safe
crazy
this
stuff.
Seems
so
all right.
Funny.
Yeah, that one I don't mind.
Yeah, that's Larry David shit.
Yeah.
That's great.
Is the most fun you can have on a
I mean, imagine if his poor life was just a Larry David situation. Like, he pushed the kid out, and then he was taking a picture of another block of wood behind the woman. She turned around, he's got an upskirt here. He's like, no, you don't understand.
But she messaged
him. I'm checking the measurements.
Yeah.
She messaged him more recently, the woman who was taking the photo of, and said, we remember what you Well, maybe there's another woman who worked there, but they said, we remember when you came in and you took that photo. Like, don't forget that we know that. And he was like, I didn't mean anything by it. I was just trying to be funny.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah,
he was trying to
funny.
Do it for humor.
Yeah, it's
yeah. pretty funny.
He did. I swear.
How funny is this huge
I was going
right
to buy wood. I got wood.
Okay, that is funny. Yeah, that you is need good. You in court. His dick doesn't work.
I'm pretty sure it was him, or there was one ages ago where he sent. It was definitely some MP or something, but no repercussions back in the day. Just sent. Like trying to send a horny pic, but it was him like dipping his junk in a glass of red.
Oh, oh my god!
It's like, so
this
is like
these
yeah,
people
he's
are so corny and weird as well. So they've got like this perverted sexuality.
Oh, they all have the worst chat. Like, ooh, thinking about you, baby.
Oh my god!
You've never written thinking about you, baby.
No, like
someone.
no,
that's not that bad.
what about the
thinking about
don't
you,
equate that to teabagging red wine. Please,
the MP. No, what
that's
was
one of my go-tos.
That's a fun. That autocorrect in my phone. That's how often I use that.
I hate it when a mate makes fun of something that I do secretly.
No, I was.
I was
meaning
standard.
The thing where one of the MPs, I think I showed it to you, where he's got in trouble because during question time he's texting this sex worker and he's just like, fuck, I'm horny.
Oh,
that's right.
And they've linked up, someone's synced up the like the time of the text in the thing and you can just see him like.
Oh, God.
I've seen a video of him being horny and admitting it.
That's pathetic. Oh, horny guy. Yeah. I'd love to know what who was speaking at the time in the house as well. Probably
totally.
Talking about some grant for some community
well,
center somewhere.
That's what I would do if I was
I'm
the opposition.
I'm really going here.
I would look at what the speech was that got him riled up and then use similar language in a debate and get him really horned up in the debate. And then like
I'd try and get him have a mongrel
reveal.
Up there.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got to walk over at a right angle.
He can't, hiding in a record.
He's got books.
to rebut the minister's former point, I would say that he has an erection. Look at it right now, everybody. Get out from behind that lectern, mate. We know what's under there.
The Speaker of the House. Stand up, show everyone. Prove to us you don't have a bone.
Your worst nightmare.
Would the member for Bowen put away his member, please?
Oh, they're all going down. The what was it? And like
the desk wank? That was big, wasn't it?
That was,
yeah.
Yeah, that was grim. Very grim stuff. Totally. But about a decade ago.
But then that's another example of like at work, any job I've ever had, yeah, you're worried you're going to get fired. Imagine being so not worried you're going to get fired that you are not only going around and wanking on like your boss's desk, but taking a video of it and sending it to like 10 colleagues, or which is what they were doing.
It's the confidence.
It's
out of control.
I suppose they were all doing it, so they all had. But then
well,
someone
I think
must have leaked
the
it.
The strength of this Canberra bubble that they kind of always talked about. I'm like, now I'm. Oh, this is coming. I'm like, fuck, it must have been strong, this bubble.
Exactly.
Like, if they had the confidence to do all of this stuff, and for whatever reason, it's just exploded on them now, and they're all really. They would all be so worried, surely.
Well, imagine having that dirt on someone. Like, that's just so. To have a video with their face in it. them wanking on it. It's like you just own them now. You could.
But that's what I remember. I was trying to tell you about that thing I heard about that. There's this. I don't think this is true, but to become president of the United States,
oh, here we go.
They take you to this like secret thing.
Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
Tim Dillon was talking about this, and then you have a previous president has to fuck you, and then they take a picture of it.
Yeah.
And so then like it's like this initiation process.
So in the White House. There's like paintings of every president. So you're saying like in the back, there's paintings or photos of every president fucking the next one.
Well, I mean...
Yeah. Just in the back of the photo.
I mean, if I was...
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
You're like,
side.
Do not look behind that picture frame, okay?
Well, if I was doing the decor in the White House, maybe. But I think this organization has it all.
Yeah.
Totally. So that means, though, that the people who... Like JFK got assassinated. So whoever was next, that's the best president to be because you didn't have to get fucked.
Oh,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
Someone would fuck you. That would find someone to fuck you.
Just the head of the CIA. Like,
someone's
going to
do it.
Skip this tradition?
Yeah, the CIA, the worst job, you get called up to do it. You're like, I don't want to fuck George Bush.
Yeah, I don't know if any of it's true, but the skull and bones thing
I've heard. I think it's all true.
I mean, it pretty much checks out. But
I'm just gonna lodge myself as a bit skeptical there. But yeah.
That's why Biden walked funny up those stairs.
Who got to put away Trump? God, that'd be exciting.
Well, that's Obama. Oh, it's Obama.
Yeah,
but oh, okay. Yeah, they don't get a pick of like the line.
They get to pick. That's so degrading. You've been the president of the United
States. But there's not many around.
Yeah, you'd like, be like, give me George Bush Senior. He'd be gentle.
Well, if you're alive now, you just want Clinton. The man's experienced, probably. Yeah, you know? Totally. Oh, yeah. He knows what he's doing. Yeah.
You want to have fun too.
I reckon that's the argument against it, though, is that Trump was so crazy. Like, if that was real, he would have fucking riffed it out in a speech.
Yeah.
Be like, Obama, I fucked Obama.
Obama, okay. His dick's not actually that good.
He came real quick.
He busted in his pants because he never had boy pussy.
He said my dick was huge.
You've seen my ass. It's a dump truck, okay?
It is crazy that Trump's never talked about his dick size in like a speech. Like how it hasn't come up.
Legitimately surprising.
Like, because surely it must come up when the mics are off so often. Like, he's the most confident man in the world.
Yeah. Totally.
Just to slip out once.
And there's another like, pants man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Legendary. Oh, but real hero.
What I was going to say is
American hero.
2024.
He'll be back.
It'd be crazy. He will run again, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to pass it down to young Barron. I don't think he's a political man. The other one is going
to Barron's got a hoot, man. He's so tall. He's got to focus on his ball career.
That would have been a great last thing for him to do because, you know, at the end of Trump's reign, people worried he was going to like pardon. He did pardon a lot of people, but change some laws and maybe even change the law that means that you can't run more than twice.
Oh, yeah.
Shit like that. But because there's an age limit, I think you have to be more than 35 years old to run. If he got rid of that law and then Barron was like a 17-year-old president in 2024.
It'd be so... just
to go from Biden, Joffrey, the oldest guy in the world as well, to like a 17-year-old.
Well, just an awkward... Because also, Trump, I feel like the story is that he didn't ever want to do it. He was trying to get out of debt. He wanted to become more famous and wanted to run and then lose. And so he kind of never wanted to be
president. He just wanted to sell merch.
Exactly.
I heard he just wanted to get fucked by Obama.
Yeah, he just actually loved him.
Yeah.
But that'd be good. Even better than an older president that didn't want to do it is a 17-year-old who doesn't want to be president.
Just whinging every day. Like, dude, this job sucks.
On his Switch up there.
Exactly.
Joe Biden just has to fuck him.
That's why
Joe Biden gets arrested for being a pedophile, and he's like, you don't understand.
Come on, Jack. That's the rules, man. I got fucked. Everybody got fucked.
It's what we do.
It's the greatest honor in the world.
He changes the law so he can do it to get back at Trump.
Anyway, what I was going to say was that they're all going down at the moment, but I remember like a decade ago, an MP got caught sniffing the seat of a female.
Ooh, yes.
And I don't think, I mean, I think it took a while to make him get to resign. Like, I think they were like, no, that's play on.
That's, again, it's just, I mean, obviously all this stuff is really bad, but it's just the confidence that gets me.
Oh, it's a level of perversion that you don't think you would see in other workplaces. It's something, like you said, about these fucking nerds that end up in politics and they're just these twisted debate team dweebs.
And I think they never get life experience. Like at the uni I went to, there was a lot of student politics and a lot of them are now working in politics and they're all a bit fucking, they love the game of it. They don't care about anything and they're all a bit crazy.
And they're coming out of like private all boys schools and shit, because that's a type of shit. You know what I mean? Like all jerking off in a circle or something.
Totally, yes.
Which then leads to, you know, desk jerking off.
Yeah,
the chair sniffing.
Which leads to getting fucked by the other president.
Nine steps into weird jerking off weird shit. Like, come back!
We're through the looking glass here on the good stuff.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's like tradies wouldn't... I mean, like, people are like, oh, the things you hear on a work site or whatever. But it's like, yeah, I don't think they're... Like, they're angels. Yeah. They just call people cunts. That's what they do.
But watch the Anthony Weiner documentary if you haven't seen it yet. Yeah. It's fucking amazing.
I haven't seen it, but I remember
being
obsessed.
Because he was meant to be this, like, political superstar. And, like, everyone loved him. But then he just, like, had a big hog. and wanted to share it with the world, dude. I mean, the documentary's in real time.
If he did Huey's audition, he definitely would have sent his dick in.
They're like, we get it, mate. It's the name. Yeah. Yes.
But the doc is great because it's in real time of them following him, thinking he's going to, you know,
ascend
the
height.
But then all the shit starts going down.
What a win for the filmmaker.
Oh, amazing, dude.
Trying not to smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy's crying.
They ring him up and he's like, they're doing what? They're releasing. Oh, no.
So I'll be around at 8:30 then?
Yeah. He's like, can I have a day off? No, we should film it. Yeah.
To get you to help.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's all these, because he had a litany of just sleuths and whores just fucking chasing him around, like with allegations and like just would show up at political events. And of course, the filmmakers must have been like, this is so good. But you could just see him and his family just crumbling, right? In real time. And his name's Wiener.
You can't
be understated how funny that is.
I feel like it goes back to the cult thing, though, because it's like, and part of why these communities of politics people go a bit crazy is they're like not sports people or whatever, but they're cool in this little world.
Yeah.
And they, the adulation drives them a bit crazy. Yeah. And they're kind of just they're just trying to be cool at the end of the day.
Totally.
And then it goes to their head and they're like, I'm going to start having sex with people, but in weird, perverted ways.
Totally. And they also don't, they are in their own kind of social bubble completely as well. They all go to, a lot of them go to similar private schools and they go to like quite
more
exclusive universities, like Sydney Uni and stuff. And they will do student politics there. They stay there, then they move into factions of their parties and then they get pre-selected. And they're never, then they go into the Canberra thing and they're just never existing in the outside world.
Yeah.
What we should do is go to some of these private schools and fuck them.
Yes. Now we're talking. Yes.
To get back at the culture. Yeah.
Skull and bone.
They can't jerk off if we jerk them
off. Exactly. We'll get in first. It's like saying that to the judge. It's like, oh man, it's Illuminati. It's skull and bones. It's like, I was having fun, so how about you just fucking let me off? Dude, my dick is tiny, man. I swear to God. I swear to fucking God. But no, I reckon you could change their sexuality if you get in early. So not fuck them, but like give them weird magazines and get them off on even weirder shit early to make it crazier. Or get them onto like...
I reckon just teach them how to be good people.
But I'm not a teacher, so all you could do...
Oh no, we know.
Weird magazines? I want to hear more about weird magazines.
What are the weird
day one of teaching, you're like, I've got a few ideas. What's the curriculum this year? I got a few changes.
I'm the worst sex ed teacher of all time. At
all the PNC meetings.
I think it's an older man giving them weird magazines that caused the perversion.
Yeah.
No, but these are different magazines.
Don't worry, there's plenty of that stuff going on at these elite private schools.
Yeah.
One I went to, one of the ex-fathers was a big pedo. We had a few pedos in our school.
A big one? Like,
yeah, you're quite famous. But his, like, wife still would do fill-ins for, like, classes. Like, often,
post-allegations?
Yeah, like, he's in the big house.
Really?
No.
And she's, like...
In the pen?
Yeah, and she's, like, taking us for, you
in
know...
the joint.
Substitute math.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do one.
Substitute? Already difficult enough to control the class. Sorry.
Yeah, and we're all like... Where's your husband, miss? She's like, come on, none of that. Like, oh, Miss Sherwood. Unbelievable.
And she stood by him?
I don't know. She probably should have left the school.
Yeah.
Oh, I reckon you switched. Isn't that the famous thing? Move them around.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't.
We've had some crazy, like, fathers. We had, my favorite was the guy that was our father or whatever he's called. Mad Dog had a wife and stuff, but left the school with the head of prep, who was this babe teacher. So the father and the head of like the prep school just had a secret affair and fucked off to Perth.
And that's the father, that means they're the priest?
Yeah, so he's like the priest of the school.
Oh my God. And you still believe
you can be married when you're Anglican.
Oh, gotcha.
So, so he had a wife, but he's the priest and he's two-timing with one of the hot teachers.
They've got to reconcile that with the big man upstairs. Oh, I guess a lot of them would do sex crimes anyway, so they've got to reconcile that with God.
Yeah, God's like,
that's probably
at least
not that
it's
bad,
a woman.
Really.
Yeah. At least she's of age.
Do you remember Andy Muirhead, the Tasmanian guy, the comedian that got done?
I did radio with him.
No.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, have a look at some of the stuff on my computer.
Yeah, he gave me some weird magazines.
Mike's like, I actually lent him my laptop for the weekend.
That's cool.
And then he went away after that for a while.
They told us to, you know, not bring it up.
Wait, it was during
it
the
was
time.
During, yeah, because we were in Tasmania for one of these Sydney roadshow things, and I think it was me, Cam Knight, and something. They were like, just what? Don't, obviously don't bring up.
I thought he got taken off air like straight away.
He was in the middle of the trial or something at the moment.
And he's still doing radio.
He's still on radio.
No.
Hobart, yeah.
Because he got walked, I remember when it happened, he got walked out of the ABC in Hobart or something.
Right. Well, it's like me, Kate
and
McLennan.
And then he got walked back. Yeah. Like, well, we got no one else that would be able to handle an interview with Cam Knight.
Exactly. No, we did it. And it's like,
no one here else can read the news.
Yeah. And there, you know, he was like, any requests? And I was like, oh, look, Michael Jackson, anything that, you know, is right up your alley, your head. And of course we didn't bring it up. We're promoting some fucking theater show. Totally. We're not going to be like, hey, so tell me about your hard drive.
Yeah. So, dude, what was on there? You went down some crazy rabbit hole? Is that what happened?
Exactly. You were doing some research?
Yeah. What was his argument?
That he was into kind of like kink. Yeah, what's the time?
1:54.
That he was into it.
1:54 left.
That's his argument.
That he was into it.
That he liked
it.
It's the classic defense.
Own it. Yeah. Oh, I like.
Well, it
I
gave
like
me sexual gratification to look at the images. Yeah. And I like, really liked my body. Something came over me when I looked.
You should have said that at the start. We wouldn't have done all of this.
Oh,
you were doing it to be an asshole, but if you got pleasure out of it.
I actually get off on that. Oh, cool.
Nice. Jury, we're all cool with that. They're all like, oh, man, sorry to bother you.
The only point I wanted to make is that he, not, it's not even a point, but his girlfriend left him when the allegations came out.
Yep,
he was saying that he went down some, he was looking at some other weird kinky stuff, and that's what he said. Who knows? Like, obviously not. Apparently, it was like,
even that should be like,
apparently, it was like,
that.
It was like 50,000 pictures of like, it was like really bad stuff, apparently.
Yeah.
But she breaks up with him, and then when he's on trial, he's got a new girlfriend.
Oh my God.
How do you pitch that to your
and
new
I
girlfriend?
I think she was kind of hot too, you know? She was quite young, but pretty hot for a 12-year-old.
And how long have we been
here? God, this is a long minute. A real long
quick
minute.
Quick one, guys. We can't end on that. Quick one, quick one. Plugs. Come on.
Actually, 37 seconds left.
Okay, do you do the honors, Tim? You've been dying to plug it.
Come see these shows. In conversation with Hugh Intort. Follow us on Instagram.
There you go.
See the boys. Goldstein, Rapid Fire. See it. Comedy Festival.
April 12th to 16th. Is this out next week?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, and please listen to Feed and Bra, my new podcast.
Yes,
with Zach Dyer.
Feed and Bra.
15, 14, 13.
Oh, God.
You guys get a plug in.
Please come to my show. Go I'm having Sam. The curtains getting closer and closer.
Five, four.
Oh God, it's been good.
And also come to my.